Hi, this is a dictation for Faye Carter, F-A-Y-C-A-R-T-E-R. Date of service is 9/15/2022. Date of birth is 9/22/58, and date of service 9/15/2022. The patient Faye Carter, date of birth 9/22/58, reports here as a follow-up patient. She's suffering from bad headaches and pain in both the shoulders, 6 on the left, 7 on the right, with the difficulty in abducting both the arms, lower back pain, neck pain, which is around 8, with radiation to the right buttock. And pain level varies from 7 to 9. The ADLs are reported affected are up to 9, in which sleep and enjoyment of life is affected 9. Work, walking ability, mode, and general activity is affected 8. Relationship with other people is affected 7. And the patient reports that 70% improvement in the pain level. However, the patient has lost her brace. First of all, it was misfitting, and now it is lost, so she is requesting a new one. And a neck pillow for resting better due to the presence of the disc issues. She also wants to try a chiropractor before going to the surgery or any injection treatment. In the system review, patient reports in neurology psych there is a headaches and difficulty sleeping. However, headaches are much less and they're not so frequent. There is no dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, no printing blackouts, and no fatigue, tension, weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, no confusion and disorientation. She also denies any anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares, loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, and shoulder stiffness in both sides. And pain in both the shoulders, neck pain and lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain. Due to the pain in the shoulder, patient is unable to lift her shoulders beyond 110 degrees. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain or blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In GU, there is no incontinence of the urine or frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report there are no changes in the pain level, and there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medications are Tramadol and Tylenol, codeine. Substance abuse none. Compliance history, patient is in full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 143 over 78, pulse is 65, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit, which is 8/18/2022. Dictation number is 0818-039. The plan is as follows. The patient should continue her therapy 3 times per week for another month, and with traction massage, aqua therapy, gait training to focus on neck and lower back, shoulders bilaterally, as well as left arm and bilateral sacroiliitis. And she should try a acupuncture as well as a chiropractor also. She remains disabled for work, housework, replacement, transportation. And she is provided with the following medication, which are Tylenol with codeine, one tablet every 12 hours, and Xanax 1 milligram, PRN for anxiety, Neurontin 300, 4 times a day, for neuropathic pains, radiculopathies, Pericet 1 or 2, 6 hour PRN for a headache relief. You can see a chiropractor, a neck pillow is ordered, new brace has been provided to her to continue, new urine test has been ordered, and her maps have been reviewed. MRIs that are available were reviewed with the patient, She is known to have a hernia to disc at C4-5, C5-6, as well as bulging disc at C6 and 7, indenting the ventral fecal sac and bulging disc at L1, L2, L3, L4, hernia to disc at L4, L5, bulging disc at L5, S1, with a bilateral passage in the issues. The patient is now going to be scheduled for a lumbar epidural and cervical epidural, facet joint injection, as well as sacroiliac joint injections. The patient will be scheduled next month after she has finished almost a substantial part of physical therapy. Although relief is there, but it's not complete. Thank you.